I tell you, there was two things, and I'd been in touch with David because I'd literally kind of had to apologize for not, with the election being so busy, and two pieces of legislation that had really caught my attention when I read about them in the Associated Press News. I'd called and contacted David about these both pieces of legislation because more than a little bit interested. One is House Bill 4242. Now, this is a bill that says, look, taxpayer money, there needs to be transparency. Is it being used for sexual harassment? Was there sexual discrimination? Taxpayer money shouldn't be used for that, is your point.
Well, we should have zero tolerance for sexual harassment. That's very clear with everything going on in this country, starting with Harvey Weinstein, going all the way through Ira Silverstein, the senator, obviously, who was just defeated in the primary here in Illinois, thank God. But what the legislation does, it says that if there's a severance agreement by a local government that involves sexual harassment or sexual discrimination, it has to be immediately disclosed. Taxpayers shouldn't be in the dark about these secret settlements. The bill passed unanimously in the House and hopefully will pass the Senate now. There was a case of a school superintendent who actually received a large settlement, and I want to make sure in the future, if anything like this happens, the public should immediately know. And what I'm trying to do is create a disincentive for anybody in public office or anybody who is a public employee to ever sexually harass. So with that, they will be disclosed in the future if they're going to receive a payment, and the public deserves a right to know. That's what the legislation does.
But isn't the ultimate goal here, David, to stop using taxpayers' money for sexual harassment lawsuits?
Absolutely. In fact, that gets to the other piece of legislation, which is House Bill 4243, which applies to members of the General Assembly, and it says very clearly that no taxpayers' money can ever be used to silence sexual harassment claims against members of the Illinois General Assembly. You saw what's going on in Congress, Democrats and Republicans, slush funds with secret settlements for sexual harassment. No taxpayer dollars should be used for those type of settlements. We need to get to zero tolerance. People need to stop their bad behavior. But the most important part of that legislation is to make sure the taxpayers aren't stuck for a bill for legislators who are behaving badly. And I passed that out of committee. And again, zero tolerance for sexual harassment is the goal. But the other goal here is to make sure taxpayers aren't stuck with a bill again.
You know, in this world, and we've learned so much about non-disclosure agreements recently, do you think that taxpayers would be shocked how often, how prevalent this is? Because very often when you see these kind of agreements, there's an NDA attached.
Well, that's the one of the big concerns is that these agreements in the past have hidden a lot of this bad activity. And what I'm trying to do is make sure that, number one, the public is fully aware if there ever is a settlement in the future. And the reason for that is transparency is good, Tom, as you know. If the public knows about it, they're going to raise hell and make sure this doesn't happen again. I think that's one of the great things about that group downstate, the Edgar County Watchdogs. They put out a lot of good information, as you know, about fraud and waste all over the state, and that helps me change things in Springfield, because when the public knows about this kind of nonsense, they say no more, and that's one of the reasons this bill passed overwhelmingly.
Years ago, when I read this figure, I was, you know, it's how you can, in the Illinois, I think this happens more than many other states, you can be shocked and at the same second go, well, I'm not shocked anymore. And I think whenever I first read the number of taxing bodies that the state of Illinois has, more than any other state in the union, when I read this original piece of work, which was some years ago, I was both shocked and went, oh, well, I'm not surprised. I get the tax bill. This is something else you want to take a look at. But when I read the reports on it, it kind of seems to me it's been misrepresented because it only talks about doing away with townships. Am I off base?
Well, right now there are 7,000 units of local government in the state of Illinois. We're number one again in something that is causing high property taxes. We need to consolidate governments and have less bureaucracy. And specifically, I have two bills. One bill would allow any unit of government, including school districts, to consolidate or merge with another unit of government with approval of more than 60% of the voters on both sides, both the entity that is being eliminated and the one that's receiving the authority. That bill I have been unable to pass. It was actually defeated in committee. I don't lose often in committee, but I wanted to bring it up for a vote. I had a lot of opposition from the park districts, from taxing bodies, and all that I was trying to do is give the ability to voters to eliminate those local governments. I'm going to keep pushing
by their
that.
Own choice to eliminate government.
And choice is the key, you're right. But what I've done now is I said, okay, you know, we have a Democratic majority, and obviously we need to work to elect more Republicans in Springfield, and we'll talk about the politics here in a few minutes. But what I have is a bill for townships only, and I'm starting off up in my area, which is one of the highest tax areas up in McHenry County, the northern part of the state, and saying that for townships only, that voters would have the ability to eliminate a township government, have the responsibilities picked up by the county. And I'm hoping to use that as a model for the rest of the state. I have nothing against townships, just as a general matter. What I should am saying, though, is let's give voters the ability to actually eliminate a unit of government if it doesn't make sense. We have a township up in my area that they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal bills and fights and with each other, and it's just absolutely a complete waste of taxpayers' money. So that's where I am starting. I favor a more comprehensive bill that would allow any unit of government with voter approval to be eliminated or merged with another entity, but I'm starting off with a township bill to show that voters should have the ability to eliminate units of government that don't make sense.
Well, and we've seen this happen here in Southern Illinois, White Ash, Williamson County in particular. And, you know, but I'll find that, you know, in the case of township in White Ash, there were substantial issues when it came to their water system. And suddenly it wasn't the township's problem anymore. And suddenly it was the county's problem. You know, and what I find interesting is I literally grew up in a rural area that in my lifetime I have watched shrink, where there were a lot of people in this township. And then suddenly, well, over a period of years, it just kind of erodes away. Population drop. Saline County is another good example with their population drop. They've seen these rural townships. There's just not enough people in to keep it on its feet financially. So a great way to address that. When I don't know what you call this. We'll call it rural shrinkage. But we're running out of time. And what I wanted to talk to you about before we wrapped up this morning is we've had time to digest the primary outcomes. We've looked at the voter totals. The question is, you were a staunch supporter of Jeannie Ives. I know Jeannie's been asked this question by other radio stations, and I've heard, you know, kind of different interpretations. But will we see Jeannie Ives, that section of the Republican Party, come in and support Bruce Rauner against J.B. Pritzker?
Well, I can only speak for myself, and I plan to vote for Bruce Rauner. I'm very disappointed in a lot of things that Governor Rauner has done. As you know, I've been very vocal about my opposition to Illinois as a sanctuary state. I certainly oppose the abortion on demand paid for by taxpayers, and I certainly oppose the tax hike, and I also oppose this pension cost shift that would result in a massive property tax increase that the governor has been pushing. All that said, J.B. Pritzker, I know he was on your show, you get the scoop as usual. If you want to make news in Illinois, come on your show, Tom. I saw you've had all the major players in the governor's race, and you know, I listened to your interview with him. And while he seems like a nice enough man personally, that doesn't matter. He's a liberal. He's a progressive. He wants to raise taxes. He wants to increase spending, and he also wants to adopt what they call the progressive income tax, which would be a massive tax increase. So I'm going to support the governor with my vote. And what the governor needs to decide is whether he wants conservative support. I've been a little dismayed that I haven't seen any activity over the last week. The Democrats have already had a unity breakfast.
Right.
They seem very unified, and I don't know where things stand and the governor reaching out to conservatives and asking for support. So it's like the five stages of grief. I think the governor's a little bit in denial at this point. He almost lost the race. It
right.
turned out to be 51-49, and what he needs to do is get over that. And come out and tell conservatives through actions, not just words, that he wants our support. But I do plan to vote for him.
Well, I'm kind of curious about that too, because you know he had a recent appearance last Friday downstate where he was talking about J.B. Pritzker and calling him a tax cheat. But when it comes to unifying the party, I think from a Republican standpoint, if you look at the dynamics here, they're lined up with J.B. Pritzker on the Democratic side. And if the Republicans don't, then the outcome will be clear.
And that's where I am. Is again, I'm very disappointed in the governor. I hope he takes some actions that have one conservative support. Hope he'll mention President Trump's name for one of the first times and say that he wants to work with President Trump to get funding for the Quincy Veterans Home, where 13 veterans have died. I hope he makes a real effort to show that he has a plan to actually reduce taxes and bring down the rate to where it was by eliminating the Madigan tax increase, and I hope that he takes some steps to include conservatives, and including Jeanne Ives. She's a very talented person. I mean, look where things stand.
Right.
She almost defeated this billionaire,
right?
With very little money. Nobody said that she could do it, and I think the governor really needs to show that he wants conservative support. I plan to vote for him, but I think for conservatives to get enthusiastic about his candidacy, he needs to take some actions proving that he wants our support.